Right now, guys, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paul, Barack Obama's political opponents and satirists, may I say, have been waiting for him to make his big mistake. Well, this week he did, when he apparently forgot what?
To show up at the debate.
No. It was a vice presidential debate. He didn't have to be at that one.
Oh, that debate.
big mistake.
Oh, my gosh. Will he be sleeping in the couch? Yes, he will.
I really should have gotten out of bed this week.
Yeah. So I asked Roxanne. She seems to know.
Oh, I totally know.
I know. She's doing that cocky, really, you don't know that? She's the one in the back of the room going, I'm just so horrible on the test. Oh, 100.
I love this is that it's such a guy thing to do. He's bragging about her and he's saying how great she is and he says, we're about to celebrate our 15th anniversary, and the campaign has to release a statement going, 16.
Right. He essentially forgot how long he's been married. At an event in Washington, just as Roxanne says, Obama referred to his upcoming 15th wedding anniversary and the conservative blogosphere pounced. Barack and Michelle Obama were married in October 1992, which means it's really his 16th anniversary. Ha!
Ah.
Who's the Messiah now, Mr. Bad at Math?
Ah.
So immediately, as you can imagine, the McCain campaign threw up an attack ad with the announcer saying, let me see if I can do this correctly, Barack Obama. He lied and said that this was his 15th wedding anniversary, the crystal anniversary, not the 16th, which is the China anniversary. If we can't trust him to give the right symbolic gift, can we trust him to lead?
Love and marriage, love and marriage.